When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070, WKOK and WKOK.com. Now, let's go courtside with Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
Tonight it's game two in the high school basketball season that got started a little bit later than normal. Tonight it's Shikellamy taking on the Mifflinburg Wildcats. The Wildcats coming in at 3-0, the Braves coming in at 0-1. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Sunbury Motor Company, APW, Peters Home Appliance Center, Alexander Family Dealerships, Glick's, Lackawanna College, Purdy Insurance Agency, and W&L Mazda. These are the businesses that joined us to bring you tonight's game between Shikellamy and Mifflinburg tonight on News Radio 1070 WKOK, online at WKOK.com, and by clicking WKOK on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Once again, welcome to Mifflinburg High School. Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie as we get ready for game two. Game one did not go the Braves' way by any means. Braves struggled a little bit against the Danville team that really dominated them inside. The highlight is Mason Dietrich's 12 points leading the way. Going to have to right the ship here in game number two against another tough opponent in Andre Raup's Mifflinburg Wildcats.
Well, Mifflinburg has had the honor of playing a game before Christmas and two afterwards, and none of the games have been very close. They've dominated every team that they've played, including what I would consider usually a pretty good team up at Jersey Shore and a decent Seals Grove team last Friday night. So they really have some talented and players that have been around for a while. I think they have one of the better players in the league in Isaiah Valentine, and you know I'm also looking at Jacob Young. He did a lot of playing last year, in the last couple years. So Andre Roop's got a pretty talented team here.
Well, Mifflinburg has a very talented player, as you mentioned, in Valentine, averaging 28 points a game. I mean, this guy is going to be lighting everything up from anywhere on the court right now.
And he also is double figures with rebounds too, Kevin. I don't know if you have the stats on that. But, you know, a lot of times you'll see that he'll have close to 30 points and have 12 to 15 rebounds in a game. And, you know, he's one of those kids that can handle the ball well too. And it'll be tough for the Braves to control them, especially in this gym. This gym is not one of the favorite places that Coach Bill Ziegler likes to come.
No, it's been a tough place for the Braves to play, whether it's in a regular season game or in a playoff game as well. They have struggled here in what I don't know if you can call the new Mifflinburg gym anymore. It's been around for quite some time.
Yeah, it has, Kevin. Now, you know, I like the old gym.
It was quaint.
Yeah, it was. It was a little bit of nostalgia there.
Three steps and you were already the other side of the court.
It was a great gym if you were an adult basketball player on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, it wasn't too many steps to get from one basket to the next.
Especially if you're the guy that plays inside and has to run from baseline to baseline, Kevin.
Well, obviously tonight we are at limited capacity. Maybe 100 people here in the gym tonight, and that'll be about it for tonight's game. The entire far side of the gym, as you would enter from the main concession stand area, that whole side is now blocked off because that's where the players will be. So no one is on that side. Handful of people to the entryway here, the stands to the left. And then as we're at the end of the line, we're right next to the extended bleachers here at the end line, where half of them are out. We're usually between two sets of bleachers. The cheerleaders will be to our left. There is nobody to our right and a lot of open space. So we are very happy to be your ticket to the game tonight here in Mifflinburg, but it is a very unusual setting.
You said concessions. There are no concessions.
Well, the stand is still there, but it's not open.
The stand is over on the other side of that wall. And, you know, that's the one thing that you and I always look forward to.
That's right.
I don't even think we're allowed to bring our own concessions in. I know it down in Shikellamy, no food or drink is allowed in the field house. So I'm sure that's the same thing here at Mifflinburg.
Yeah, there's nobody bringing anything in here tonight, that's for sure, and very few people here in Mifflinburg. As a matter of fact, Shikellamy, I believe, was allowed basically one ticket per player here tonight after getting through the list from seniors. So a tough ticket to say the least, but we are very happy to be your ticket to the game tonight. We'll talk with Coach Bill Ziegler and get his thoughts on tonight's matchup between Mifflinburg and Shikellamy next. This is Braves Basketball on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Think back to your childhood. Who first made a difference in your life? Who first inspired you? Years from now, when people look back on their lives, their inspiration could be you. With a career in early childhood education, you can help give children the start in life they deserve. And for you, it starts at Lackawanna College. Our associate degree in early childhood education can prepare you for a rewarding career in schools or childcare centers. Visit lackawanna.edu today. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Blaze Alexander Ford's tax eliminator is extended till January 16th. $2 million of inventory must go. We'd rather give it to you than the IRS. Get 2020 Ford Escapes for under $22,000. Get up to $9,000 off Ford Edges. Looking for an F-150 truck? We've got the all-new 2021 in stock. Plus, we have discounts up to $12,400 on F-150s. 0% financing available on select models. Just sign and drive with no money down. Over 300 new and used vehicles to choose only at Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg. The lowest price guaranteed.
Welcome back to Mifflinburg. Kevin here with Coach Bill Ziegler. The Shikellamy Braves are getting ready tonight for game number two against the Mifflinburg Wildcats, a team that has a couple of games under their belt already this year as well. But when you look at this team, I mean, it really comes out to Valentine hitting almost 30 a game as being the guy you have to watch. He's not the only one, but he's a big part of this offense, obviously.
Yeah, anytime when you play a team where someone's scoring almost 30 points a game, he absolutely has to be your main focus. But like you said, there are other players on this team. You know, Young's was an all-star last year, and they have three role players that are a little bit more than role players. If you leave them open, they'll knock it down. So this is a pretty nice team.
Well, another thing is Valentine's one of those guys you have to really get on him as soon as he gets to the half-court line.
Yeah, I was hoping to get on him as soon as we get off the bus. But, you know, to be honest with you, Kevin, I think if we pick him up at half-court, he's athletic enough that we think he can drive by us right away. So we're going to kind of play off and not try to pick him up to the three-point line so that way we're not maybe beat off the dribble quite so quickly. And, you know, hopefully that'll help us tonight.
Young, a big part of the offense as well, averaging 4 points a game. He's the other guy on this 1-2 punch.
Yeah, he's a wide body underneath. You know, he has 4 three-pointers, so he can shoot the three-pointers. So after he screens, sometimes he pops behind the three-point line and he can knock it down. So, you know, this team is 3-0 for a reason. They're pretty good.
Are you surprised that being able to bring a guy like a Regal off the bench and firing 11 on an average game? I mean, that's a really nice thing that Coach Ralph has in his arsenal.
Yeah, he's a freshman, and we've seen him in the junior high program come up through, and he's gotten a little taller, too. You know, so he's about 5'11", and he can really shoot the ball. Matter of fact, we have them on film twice, and he hasn't missed a shot that we've seen yet. So, you know, we have to be aware of him.
Not to mention the fact that he's a three-point shooter predominantly.
Yeah.
And like you said, a good one at that.
Yeah, yes. He's going to be, a handful tonight and a handful for a couple years here. So, you know, hopefully we don't let him get going tonight.
Offensively, you've got a couple of players available that you didn't have, especially one down in the low box that you didn't have on Friday night.
Yeah, Johnny Pfeiffer's back tonight, and that helps us. Not only on the offensive end, but John is probably our second tallest player. And Johnny has really long arms. And, you know, when you're playing a guy that has a team that scores, or a team that has a guy that scores 30, you know, having a guy with a little longer arms to defend him is surely, we're hoping to make a big difference.
Dietrich had a really good game. Actually, now in double figures, had 12 in the game on Friday night. Not really a huge surprise because he was a big part of the JV team last year.
Yeah, Mason's going to score, and, you know, Mason's getting stronger. You can tell he's in the weight room. And, you know, he's a pretty athletic kid, and he works pretty hard. So, you know, Mason, each and every game is just going to get better and better.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the time. We'll chat with you after the game.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Starting lineups for tonight's matchup between Shikellamy and Mifflinburg. They look like this. For the Wildcats, it's Gabe Yoder, the senior, averaging 5 points a game, a 50% free throw shooter on the year. Isaiah Valentine leads the scoring, the senior with 28 points a game, 83% free throw shooter. Cannon Griffith is the junior. He is averaging 4 a game and a 29% free throw shooter on the year. Jacob Young averaging 11 a game for the senior, 63% free throw shooter. And underneath it is Zach Wertman averaging 3 points a game for the sophomore. For the Shikellamy Braves tonight, it will be John Piper getting his first start of the year. The 6'3 junior will be at guard tonight. Braden Long, the 6-foot guard, is a senior. Long had 2 points in the last contest, a career high of 25 from last year. Mason Dietrich, the sophomore, a 6-foot guard. He had a career high in his first varsity start with 12 points on Saturday night. He also is second on the team in rebounds now with 3. Nate Luce.
He was also perfect from the field, 5 for 5, if I'm not mistaken. Or I think when I was looking at the stats, I don't think he missed a shot.
Yeah, and I didn't even get the free throw percentages this time around. We'll have to take a look at that as the game goes on. Nate Luciano, 6-foot senior guard. Luciano averaged 6 points a game and had 6 the other night. 5 points off turnovers leading the team. And believe it or not, just like last year, the guard already has a block on the year. He was 3rd on the team in blocks a year ago. Davis Marshall, the senior, is 6'4" forward. Marshall with 9 the other night, leads the team in rebounds with 6, 4 turnover points from Saturday or Friday night's game. Braves averaging 37 points in that first game. Well, they only have one game, so it's hard to say average, but 37 points they scored against Danville, gave up 65, 0-1 on the season. Mifflinburg coming into tonight's matchup at 3-0. And when we look at some of the free throw numbers for the Braves, here in this early part of the season. The Braves collectively shooting 75% from the free throw line, 46% from the field, just 13% from the three-point line. That's a 30% overall average. And leading the way for the Braves is Dietrich, who is 2-for-2 from the line. Marshall, 3-for-4 from the line. Luciano is 50%, 1-for-2. Those were the free throw shooters here a few nights ago. And as the Chief pointed out, Dietrich shot well from the field, too, didn't he?
Yeah, 5-for-5 from the two-point range. He didn't make any shots. I don't know if he took any threes. You know, we talked about Mason last year. A lot of people thought he probably should have come up on the varsity, and I think Coach Ziegler also said he probably should have brought him up a little bit sooner. But you know, sometimes you got to see how somebody's going to play as a ninth grader.
He did take some threes. He had six opportunities, but did not connect on any of those. Leading free throw shooter for the team percentage wise is Ammerman, who did get the start the other night in place of Pfeiffer. He was 2-for-3. I'm sorry, 2-for-7. In three-point shots. But again, this team only had 3 three-pointers in the game on Friday night. Just 3 of 23, just 11 of 24 from the field. And again, overall, a 30% shooting team out and out. But this Mifflinburg team, you really have to worry about a couple of guys, and we talked about it with Coach Ziegler as well. You know, Valentine's one of them that is going to come out and really be a problem for you, but you also have to watch you're also going to have to watch one of their bench players in Tyler Riegel, Tyler Riegel, 14 points, 100% free throw shooter for the freshman. Riegel has played really well here in his first three games. Off the bench yet.
He didn't do too bad in the junior varsity game either, because we came in and Coach Leitzel's JVs were behind by a lot, and most of it had to deal with Riegel and his buddies shooting from behind the arc. Let's face it, you come to Mifflinburg, you're gonna have to put up with a lot of excellent outside shooting.
Yeah, and as we mentioned, this is turned from, you know, 20 years ago being one of the smallest courts in the region to being one of the biggest courts in the region now. And we talked about that many times. I would say this one in Montoursville are probably about the same size, the two biggest. And we always see when the Braves come off a smaller court. Now, Shikellamy is not a smaller court, but when they always come off a smaller court, like maybe a Lord's Regional, they always struggled getting underneath the basket in the right spot. I don't think that'll be as much of a problem for the big guys tonight because of playing a home game last week.
I always like a longer court, especially if you in transition, because you can get people out and you've got a lot more gym to work with. So, you know, that sometimes the passes don't have to be spot on. They can be thrown at a length and let people run under them. All right?
Well, there's definitely plenty of room for spacing tonight. When we return, the opening tip between Mifflinburg and Shikellamy. It's Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with our Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Think back to your childhood. Who first made a difference in your life? Who first inspired you? Years from now, when people look back on their lives, their inspiration could be you. With a career in early childhood education, you can help give children the start in life they deserve. And for you, it starts at Lackawanna College. Our associate degree in early childhood education can prepare you for a rewarding career in schools or childcare centers. Visit lackawanna.edu today. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat & Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat & Glow products.
Game number two for the Shikellamy Braves, the fourth game for the Mifflinburg Wildcats here in this very unusual season. A reminder that on the schedule for Saturday, the Braves will take on Selins Grove. That will be a home game for the Braves in the afternoon. Varsity scheduled for a 1:30 start. And that means we'll take to the air at 1:06. And it will also be available on the brand new WKOK Sports YouTube channel. We'll have full video coverage for you available again on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. We'll have that link for you available at WKOK.com. And then make sure you click subscribe, and then you'll get all of those games, both archived and live, between basketball and wrestling this year.
I like to go and listen to us do the game over again, Kevin.
I do too, but it's just an ego thing for me.
Well, I thought you were going to say, well, I like to do a little constructive criticism on the way I called the game.
No, I just, I always go, Dave, why did you say that? No. Just kidding.
No, I'm in awe.
Just kidding.
I'm in awe listening to you.
I do not.
All right.
I do not.
Oh, gosh.
No, actually, it's
now
funny.
Now try to get yourself out of that one, buddy. One of these times, I'm just going to sit here and not say a word for
the
entire quarter.
You know
right?
better than anybody. I will. We've done this on the way back from a game. We've listened to it, and I've just torn myself apart in the middle of it.
Folks, I'm going to tell you right now, it's always... His biggest critic is himself, because I didn't do a very good job tonight, so I have to pump him up on the way home or on the way up here so that he doesn't turn
oh,
into.
Oh man,
a,
I had a terrible
yes.
night tonight.
Yeah, low self-esteem, and that nobody would ever say that about Kevin Herr, right? Low self-esteem. Hear that up at the radio station, folks.
Mifflinburg will be in their home white uniforms, navy blue numerals and trim. The Braves are in their navy blue, white stripe down the side, white trim and lettering, navy blue, make that maroon numerals for the Braves. Too many colors on the Braves. You got to go back to two. Too many colors.
Blue, maroon, okay, which one are you going to get rid of? Don't get rid of the maroon, because that's Northumberland.
Yeah,
if you get rid of the white, that's Northumberland and Sunbury.
Well, and the problem with the white is that actually makes the maroon stand out on the navy blue. So, yeah, it's a tough one.
Sometimes, yeah, you're right. I agree with you on that.
Valentine at the center circle with Marshall. Both of them missed it the first time, but before they hit the floor, they were able to tip it. Goes into the hands of Yoder. Gabe Yoder then will send it off. And looking at a left wing shot from Young for three, no good. Rebound underneath by Griffith, and it will go out of bounds. It'll be Shikellamy basketball.
Good tie-up that time by Braden Long. He had Griffith tied up underneath the basket. I can tell you right now, Kevin, the Braves are going to have to box out, because Mifflinburg brings everybody to the basket, except maybe for one guy to stay. He's the first line of defense. So a lot of boxing out is going to be necessary.
Braves have the ball now in the hands of Marshall underneath, who drives into the low box and picks up the two.
Good assist that time by Nate Luciano. Got Marshall as he drove down the right side of the lane. Tough layup, and he makes it.
They'll send it to the foul line. That's where Young is. Now they'll go to Valentine now on the left wing. Shot on the way, no good.
Good rebound by Marshall again.
Luciano now will bring it up. Almost carried that one as he came over the top, but kind of held his hand just back enough. Guarded there by Yoder.
They wait till the playoffs to start making that call, Kevin.
Yeah, that's for sure. Sometimes four times and a half.
Yep.
Long on the far wing now, a far corner rather. Goes to the top of the key to Luciano. Luciano finds a lane, drives in, fade away, and he's fouled on the way in by Wertmann.
So, is it a shooting foul, Kevin?
I think it should be. I think you got to give him continuation when he was on the way.
I agree with you. He went down the left lane. He challenged Valentine. But Valentine is not the one that fouled him, Kevin. The foul is on Gabe Yoder.
Gabe Yoder. I thought it was actually on Workman, because he was in the general vicinity of the high post. I thought he actually reached backwards to get him. But you're right. It was Yoder, and that'll put Luciano to the line.
Yeah, Nate with the first of two here.
He's one of two on the season. 6:47 to go as he rattles the first one in for a 3-0 lead here in the first period.
Good form. You know, that one just barely got over the rim, hit the back a little bit, and coasted down through.
Second one will be just drifting to the left, but it stays in the cylinder.
Yep.
Makes it 4-0 Shikellamy with 6:40 to go here in the first period.
Good start for Shikellamy. Got the defensive boards and scored off of them.
Griffith with the basketball now on the far wing, going to the near wing to Luciano. Now three on the way, and it is good. Big three-point shot from Young.
That's the thing about Jacob Young. He'll take the big guy outside. Davis is going to probably have to go out on him because he's got an excellent outside shot.
Luciano now with the basketball. They'll send it inside to Marshall. Marshall overshoots the basket. Backside rebound by Valentine. Valentine now pushing it up. Valentine at the foul line. Double team underneath. Finds Wertmann. Wertmann with an easy two. That was a really good use of using Valentine as a distraction.
Well, he penetrated the middle and he pulled up and was going to take a five-footer. There's a walk.
And Marshall with it.
Yep. Marshall slid his foot.
Second time he's done that now in consecutive games. We saw him do it against Danville as well.
Stop. And establish your pivot. But to get back to that last play, Valentine stopped and immediately looked down below, and there was Wertmann all alone because the entire Shikellamy defense had moved out to block his shot.
Valentine comes in, fights off a double team, almost makes the shot. Rebound by Marshall. Braves trail at 5-4 as Mifflinburg fired in five unanswered.
Too easy for Valentine to get into the lane, Kevin. He just penetrates and drives very well.
Luciano with the left hand, left side, couldn't get it right in. Now Marshall all thought he got fouled as he went underneath and missed the shot over top.
You just gotta keep after it, all right? Don't worry about it. They don't call the foul.
Yoder at the foul line, goes into the near corner to Griffith. Long two, and it is good. That's seven unanswered for Mifflinburg. And I think a timeout might be coming if the Braves don't convert on this possession.
Well, Cannon Griffith's been playing here quite a while, Kevin. And he is an excellent outside shot. You can't leave any of these kids from Mifflinburg alone.
Now Pfeiffer with it on the near wing. The far wing. Goes between the circles, drifting in. And he'll hook shot that one, miss it, and it will go out of bounds off of Mifflinburg with 4:49 to go in the first, 7-0 in the lead for Mifflinburg.
You know, I don't think Mason Dietrich's touched the ball, Kevin.
He has, but he hasn't had any good looks, that's for sure. He's touched the ball at least once. I remember seeing him do it.
The Braves are getting some inside shots, but they're not. I don't know, squaring up their shoulders and taking good solid shots like
and
that one.
Dietrich actually gave it to a baseline move by Marshall, and he can't get it to go. Mifflinburg bringing it back now. Far wing and driving in is Valentine. He will feed it underneath, and he'll find Young for two. Nice move by Valentine.
Now that's the second assist that Valentine has. He'll end up, letting everybody else score, but he'll have a quarter where he'll just take over, Kevin.
And
Young
it's
with five right now.
9-0 run right now for Mifflinburg as we reach the halfway part. Here comes Pfeiffer. He will drive in looking for his first points of the year. Can't get it. Tipped around in hands now of Wertmann, who will give it off to Griffith and back the other way.
Well, I mean, you can't get much closer to the basket than the Braves have the last couple of times.
And there's scoop shot by Valentine, who flexes just a little bit as he goes right by Long, and Long commits the foul and a three-point play coming with 4:02 to go here in the first.
I think Coach Ziegler's talking to the one official saying, hey, isn't that going on down at the other end, too, when our guys are shooting the ball?
That is 11 now unanswered for Mifflinburg as Pfeiffer will come out. And checking in for the Braves will be Ammerman.
Now, did you get that the foul was on Braden Long?
I did not. Okay. But I thought it was.
I didn't know officially. Braden picked up his first foul.
Team's first foul, and that's a three-point play for Valentine, who remains an 80-plus percent free-throw shooter. 87 now, I believe.
Mifflinburg.
And a foul away from the basketball.
That's going to be a foul, I think, on the inside on Wertmann.
Or is it on Marshall?
No, it's on Wertmann.
Oh, and actually, you're right. It is on,
He's the one that's matched up with Davis, and I think Davis was trying to get inside, and he got pushed.
And Davis got the inbounds, came up short. Valentine tipped it. It goes into the hands of Dietrich. Dietrich tries to get it to Marshall. Yeah. Marshall has it stolen by Wertmann.
Our hands aren't good tonight, Kevin. We're losing a lot of loose balls.
Two-pointer Young from the near corner. No good. Rebound by Dietrich, and Dietrich got fouled, even though Valentine wanted a jump ball.
They grabbed his arm. That's tough. That's tough rebound by Mason that time. Did a nice job of holding on to the ball. And I thought they should have called it before, and I thought they could have called on either one of those guys. Let's see who they did call it on.
Well, that'll be team foul number 3 on Mifflinburg.
They haven't put it up yet, but unless it was on 42, unless they did call it on Wertmann.
I don't know. Regal is now coming into the game.
Well, that would be Wertmann's second foul then.
Yeah, appears to be. Mifflinburg, Shikalemi with the basketball, trailing at 12-4. There's a nice steal by Yoder, tips it inbounds. Yoder gets it back, three-pointer, far wing, and it's good. 15-point run for the Wildcats after a 4-0 Shikalemi lead. They have been silenced for the last 3.5 minutes.
Well, Davis Marshall tried to make a cross-court pass over to the guard on the wing, and Valentine just kind of reached out, overplayed him, and as the ball was going out of bounds, he kicked it back into the middle of the court, and there was Young to pick it up, there was Yoder to pick it up, and the next thing you know, they got the fast break going. They kick it back out to Valentine on the wing all alone, and bang, he hits a three. So that gives him 6 points right now.
15-4 in favor of Mifflinburg here in the first period as we get into the latter half, under 3.5 to go here in the first period. What looked to be a good start for the Braves. Mifflinburg finally, I'd say get off the bus, but came out of the locker room because they're the home team tonight.
Kevin, I'm not keeping stats on this, but the Braves have had the ball 1 foot, 2 feet from the basket 6 times and maybe have scored once. And, you know, and that revolves around maybe they're, you know, the Mifflinburg putting a lot of pressure on them inside, but you got to square your shoulders, you got to go up strong, and then you have to have that nice soft touch. Everything's been pushed off to the other side of the glass, and believe me, I know a lot about that because I've pushed a lot of them to the other side of the glass.
A lot of bunnies missed, as you like to call them. With the basketball to be Luciano, Marshall, Ammerman, Dietrich, and Long. Deep three by Marshall, in and out, no good. That was a deep far wing three. Now coming back with it is Valentine with a 1-on-2. He finds the trailer and can't quite get it to go in by Griffith. But Valentine comes up with a rebound. Near wing three, bang! That's a trade-off they'll take any day.
You can't relax with that young man, Kevin. I mean, he got the rebound and dribbled it out to the side, out to beyond the three-point line, and nobody went with him, and he just turned around and made the shot. Here's a foul against the Braves, Kevin.
18-point run, as that one looks like it's on Long.
That'll be Braden's second foul.
And that is going to bring Colin Zekman off the bench for Shikalemi now. With 2:37 to go, it's 18-4 Mifflinburg after a 4-0 Braves start with 6:30 to go. Mifflinburg went on an 18-point run for the next 4 minutes. Well, at least. Valentine, three-pointer from the near wing. Just a little short. Somebody might have got a finger on that one. Ammerman with a rebound. Luciano coming in. He gets bounced by Valentine, and that will bring the foul whistle.
Yeah. Luciano with a dribble down the left side, okay, and ended up getting the ball into Zekman, and unfortunately Zekman probably would have scored, but we had the foul called on Gabe Yoder, and that's his second.
Dietrich now coming out, also Ammerman coming out as Pfeiffer comes in, and James will come in. Jockery James getting some more playing time. Saw him Friday night as well, and they're coming into the game now for Mifflinburg. Lane Yoder.
He'll come in for Valentine.
Valentine, yeah, he's had two fouls, okay. That's why. Luciano near corner three, overshot it. James underneath, and he'll draw a whistle. And he will go to the line for the first time tonight and for the first time this year.
If I'm not mistaken, that foul's going to be on Lane Yoder.
It's on Regal. First foul, team fifth. And that will break the 18-0 run as the Braves get on the board 4 minutes and 15 seconds after they scored their fourth point. James will get it from the line for their fifth.
Yeah, well, Jackery was in the right spot to get that rebound. He was on the offside. Did a nice job of getting the ball back up.
Second one is off the left side of the rim, no good, but it is Luciano who will pick up the loose ball. Picking up the loose ball. And now Valentine with 2 minutes to go here in the first and an 18-5 Mifflinburg lead. They'll get it inside to Yoder. Yoder now will find Griffith. Griffith's shot is good on the baseline. 20-5, Mifflinburg, minute 50 to go first.
Well, he came off of a low screen, and Luciano didn't go with him. Got the ball underneath the basket after he broke free, and Mick picks up his fourth point.
Luciano now over to Pfeiffer on the right wing. Pfeiffer now puts it on the floor, works his way around. Fadeaway shot at the baseline. That one is good. Nice shot by John Pfeiffer. Picks up his first of the year.
John gained a little bit of separation with his elbow as he was going in there too, Kevin. So that was a nice shot by him.
Valentine feeds Yoder underneath, and he travels before the shot. So that walk will cause the turnover for the Braves. With a minute 20 to go in the first, down 22-7.
20-7. Mifflinburg 20, Shikellamy 7.
That'll do it too. Thank you. Luciano top of the key. Mifflinburg playing man-to-man. He'll drive in now and have his shot blocked. Looked like getting a hand on that one was Yoder. So back the other way with it is Griffith. Griffith goes to the near side. He'll find Young. Back to the top of the key in the hands of Yoder. Now Valentine at the foul line starts in. Shot waved off.
Going to be a foul. Up around the foul line, Kevin.
51.8 to go as the Braves commit their third foul, and this one's going to be on Dietrich, his first. Inbounding the ball will be Griffith from the baseline. Bounces it to Valentine. Underneath, Valentine short, tipped around. Four Braves under the basket. Marshall comes up with it. Hard push. Loses a handle on the basketball. Gets it before it goes out of bounds. He finds Dietrich. Dietrich from about 10 rattles it home.
You know, Mason did that so well last Friday night. You know, gets the ball, gets in the paint. Doesn't try to force it. Goes up with the 5-6 footer and makes it.
30 seconds to go, and Shikellamy with a 20-9 deficit, but it was about a 15-point deficit going into the end of the first period. Down 11 would be a victory for the Braves. They struggled after about 6 minutes, after a four-minute span where they didn't get a basket. And Mifflinburg went on an 18-0 run. Near corner, three, Young, no good. Backside rebound by Dietrich with four. He's got to push it up with three. Valentine steals it away. Three-pointer on the way, and it's gone! A far wing three for Valentine, and the steal makes it 23-9 at the end of the first. This is Shikellamy Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Out with the old and in with the new. Happy New Year means happy new vehicle. And all of Blaze Alexander Sunbury's new vehicles are discounted and reduced to save you thousands. Not in the market for a new vehicle? That's okay. Blaze Alexander Sunbury has got you covered. With over 85 pre-owned on the lot and over 1,900 to choose from, we have what you're looking for. Rates are low and trades are high. Now is the time to buy. And Blaze Alexander Sunbury is the place. Come in or visit us on the web at blazealexandersunbury.com.
Valentine, after a slow start, really put the pedal to the metal. Not only did he hit a couple of big threes in that period, but he also ended up with a steal right at the end of the period off of Mason Dietrich at the half-court line. Took almost an NBA plus 4 feet three-pointer and drained it from the far wing to make it 23-9 Mifflinburg. And the worst part is Mifflinburg gets the ball to start the second period. Valentine with it, feeds inside. Dietrich will pick up the foul as he reaches over the shoulder of Griffith. That'll be team foul number four, and I believe that'll be Dietrich's second.
That is number two on Mason. He's got
Actually, it's one. I'm sorry.
I wonder, I must have given somebody else a foul instead of him.
I thought he had a foul earlier, too.
So did I, Kevin.
Griffith ready to inbound, finds Valentine under the basket, goes over top of Pfeiffer, puts it up and in.
Nothing more than setting your guy up high and darting down to the low baseline, beating there, and that's exactly what Dietrich did.
And a whistle underneath the basket as Dietrich went to the foul line.
I'm sorry, it's exactly what Valentine did. He beat John Pfeiffer to the baseline. They got in the ball, and it wasn't an easy shot. He went, and Pfeiffer tried to block it, but he went up
Valentine went up strong and scored.
Yoder picks up his first. That's the team's sixth, so the Braves will be shooting from here on out, and that's a long time to shoot. Dietrich underneath, lost the handle on the ball, and it goes right to the baseline. And I'll tell you what, part of that was great defense by Valentine, too.
Playing very good man-to-man. Both teams playing man-to-man, but Mifflinburg's doing a much better job. They're getting out in the passing lanes, and they're not getting screened.
I like to call it handsy man-to-man because you got your hands all over the place.
Yeah.
In the far corner, Yoder. They'll go to Valentine on the wing. Now to the foul line, Young. And James tried to get in there to intercept it and get the and he did get the jump ball call. You're correct.
Yeah.
Well, that was great hustle.
I guess it's not a jump ball anymore. We've been corrected on that. It was a
held ball. It doesn't sound as fun, though.
A held ball, and now Shikalimi with the possession arrow.
But they still do the thumbs-up thing. So
yes, they do.
James now driving in. One-hander comes up short. And with a chance to get the rebound with Jacob Young, but it goes out of bounds. It'll be Shikalimi basket. No, it'll be Mifflinburg basketball. I'm going to correct that. As Long will come back in now for Ammer. 25-9, 7:10 to go here in the half. Mifflinburg with the basketball. They're attacking the basket on the right. Griffith now into the corner. Far side three on the way by Regal. No good. Backside rebound, James. He'll find Dietrich. Dietrich looking to the right. Will he go that way? Nope. He takes the wing three. In and out. No good. Nobody there for the rebound. Goes into the Mifflinburg bench. It'll be Mifflinburg basketball. It was a good look, though, by Dietrich.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, that rebound came out long. John Pfeiffer was on that side. But he had crashed the boards to get the rebound that was going to be close. And it kicks out right where he was. Can't catch a break, Kevin.
25-9, 6:40 to go in a slow-moving, slow-shooting second period right now. At the foul line, Griffith. Griffith will dish it off now to Regal. Back to the top of the key to Griffith. The Regal will go back and forth to the near wing. Regal on the near wing again. Now back to Griffith. Now back to Regal. And a timeout by Coach Roop, and it will be a Mifflinburg timeout, their second timeout of the game.
Kevin, Braves have dropped back into it. Looks like a little bit of a zone here.
That may be why we're looking at the timeout right now.
Usually when you drop into a zone, that opens up your outside shooting. So we'll have to wait and see.
25-9 in the second period. Mifflinburg using their second timeout, a 30. And that will give them the ball just about the half-court line. 6 minutes, 21 seconds to go here in the half at Mifflinburg.
Mifflinburg really doesn't have anybody that's, you know, like, everybody's around 6'1", 6 foot, 6'1", you know, which is kind of nice. I'm looking at Jake Young.
It's kind of nice.
Jake's about 5 inches shorter than Davis Marshall, and he's playing inside. Boom.
Valentine with a wing three, rattles it around, but not getting that time the hometown roll. Big rebound by Long. I thought it was in too, Chief. Pfeiffer coming up now, spins to the inside, waves off the shot, and a blocking foul on the floor. Unfortunately for Pfeiffer, that one bounced off the rim and dropped in.
I think it's on 24, Cannon Griffith.
That'll be his first, team seventh, and that will put Pfeiffer to the line for the first time this year. Luciano now coming back in for James, who gave the Braves some good minutes off the bench.
I thought James did a nice job, Kevin. He got a couple of nice rebounds, got to the line once to shoot. You're right, he did give Luciano a good rest and some good minutes.
Pfeiffer with the first one, and that one rolls off the rim, no good. Valentine with a rebound and a foul against Shikalimi. That might be on Marshall. Nope, it isn't. It's going to be on Long.
That's his third.
That is his third. So now they're going to probably have to bring up Ammerman here very soon.
Or you just let Braden play. Nope, here comes Ammerman.
6:03 to go, second period. We've gone 2 minutes without a basket. Still 25-9. That's how we ended the first period.
No, we had a basket.
Oh, that's right. There was. Valentine had a two-point basket.
Move.
There is a good move inside by Young, who fights his way in. Shot waved off. Foul on the floor.
You know, Jake Young with a really nice head fake, ball fake, got Davis Marshall up in the air, did a step around him, and some of the Braves came to help stop it, but, you know, that's where the foul was called on the floor.
Emmerman now checking in for Long.
That foul was on Nate Luciano.
His first, team's sixth. Long inbound to the half-court line to Regal. Regal will push it up on Emmerman. He'll go to the top of the key. He'll give it off to Griffith now, working on Luciano. Griffith with a left-hand dribble to the left wing. He will work his way inside. Turnaround jumper from 12 by Young is good.
Jake Young set a screen and then just stepped out on the wing. His man didn't go with him, and he nails the 10-footer.
27-9, Mifflinburg on top as underneath Dietrich thought he got fouled, but he went hard to the bucket and then hard to the floor. Valentine with a loose ball, gives it to Griffith. Griffith fouled on the way in. That will be a shooting foul.
I'm not much to say about officiating, Kevin, but down there, the Chicklemy player got nailed to the floor. This was just a simple reach in, and the call was made by an official that was 20 feet behind him.
Zekman in the game. So you're saying you're not quite sure if you agree with that?
I haven't been agreeing with a lot of stuff.
Zekman in the game for the Braves now, as
Connor Griffiths makes the first of the 1-1. So
Marshall gets the sit. Griffith, a 29% free throw shooter coming in. 17 fouls for both teams. 28-9. And a 20-point lead now for Mifflinburg as he makes both.
And that's 6 points for Cannon tonight for the Mifflinburg Wildcats.
Luciano between the circles now. He'll find Zekman. Zekman fakes it. Now goes to Pfeiffer. Left side Luciano underneath. All alone for a brief moment was Zekman, and he got blocked underneath.
I believe Griffiths blocked the shot.
Valentine will have the ball far wing three. Yep. 32-9, 14 points for Valentine, already halfway to his average.
I would say it's more than that, Kevin. I think he has 17.
I'm going to go with your book. Head fake, driving in now will be Ammerman. Shot no good, tipped around and controlled by Regal. Regal will bring it back to Valentine. Valentine with 4:26 to go in the period will bring it up. Near wing, Regal with the basketball. He'll send it underneath to Young. Young, pump fake. Bang! And he'll go to the line.
Jake Young takes advantage of his ability to make just really nice pivots in the center. You know, never picks up his pivot foot, goes left, goes right, dips up and under, gets people up in the air, makes the shot, and he gets fouled by Zekman. Chance for a three-point play here, Kevin.
Pfeiffer out, Marshall in, and the foul goes on Zekman, team foul number 8. Actually, I'm not sure who that foul was. I had Zekman, but I think they changed
the foul. The foul was on Zekman.
Okay, because it still has zero fouls for him, so I was confused. Plus, you had 30 at the line,
too. That's because 30 was
at
the line.
Yeah. They do have the player points and fouls that they put up here on the board, but they get around it so quick sometimes that I missed it. Shot was missed as well. Braves have the ball as Marshall goes in, misses the hook shot. Rebound by Valentine.
Square up. Go up strong.
Catching it on the run is Yoder. Yoder into the far corner now. Zekman all over him. Finds an outlet there to Young. Young goes underneath, and he'll find Griffith for two.
Mifflinburg moves so well without the ball. They're just running, you know, they just run down the lanes, and Chicklemy's been in their back pocket. And a lot of times when you're in your back pocket, your guy's going to get layups.
Three-pointer on the way. That one no good by Emmerman. Gets his own rebound. Comes back in. Lays it up and in. Braves on the board after a drought of 5 minutes and 40 seconds. 36-11. Three-pointer from the far corner. Griffith, no good. Backside rebound, Emmerman. He will dish it off to Luciano. Luciano bringing it up with 3:08 to go in the first half. Left wing, Emmerman. Now back to the far side to Luciano, who drifts between the circles, guarded there by Regal. Now Marshall will come to the near side. He'll find Zekman near wing. Now Luciano from the wing goes into the corner. Emmerman, deep three, far side, comes up short. Marshall has the rebound, goes back up too hard. Third time's the charm. No, maybe the fourth. And that one doesn't go, but he'll go to the line as he got fouled.
Well, good effort in that there by Davis.
Three big rebounds right there.
Three rebounds, three putbacks, and finally number 30, Jacob Young, picks up his first foul.
Team foul number 8, so another 1-1 for Marshall at the line. Marshall, a 75% free throw shooter, 3 of 4, 3 of 5 on the year. 2:40 remaining in the half, 36-11, Mifflinburg on top, as Marshall will get another opportunity on the two-shot foul. That one in and out, no good. Missed them both. Valentine with the basketball after Mifflinburg gets the rebound. Goes to Regal, back to Valentine again. He'll direct traffic between the circles. Braves down to, looked like they were in a zone, but it's actually still a man.
No, they're in a zone, Kevin.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. For guards, a minute there, I thought they were mad.
The guards are just chasing the shooters man-to-man out front. They got to move.
Hard to see from our angle exactly how it goes.
It's a 1-2-2, it looks like, Kevin.
And Mifflinburg now pushing it around with 2:05 to go, trying to eat some clock. Now Mason Dietrich will steal it. He'll go coast-to-coast, finger roll, and put it in. 36-14, Dietrich picks up his fourth.
That wasn't going to be a sure layup because he had Isaiah Valentine in his hip pocket, but he did a nice job of using his body to shield Valentine's hands away from him.
Regal with the basketball. They'll pass it back and forth now with Griffith. Out of the high post, a little high-low Young, but Valentine couldn't get low enough. Now the near side three, Regal tipped, and that was tipped by Marshall. Out of bounds off Mifflinburg. Braves basketball as the Chief picks up the loose ball.
Into Zimmy.
That's your first loose ball of the year.
Yeah. We don't get too many when we sit along the sidelines at Shikalimi.
That's true. 36-13, minute 20 remaining here in the half. Shikalimi with the basketball. Good feed underneath to Marshall, who draws the foul. That'll be on Young. I believe that's three on Young now.
Two. That'll be two on him.
As I said, that's two on Young now. Marshall, who missed both of his opportunities moments ago, now a 50% free throw shooter on the year, as Wertman gets ready to come in. Braves with just a couple of points here in this period. And now they'll add another one. 36-14.
That's the fifth point of the period.
Yeah, the only Braves had only a two from the floor, and that was it in the whole period.
And Davis Marshall with 3 points.
Pfeiffer coming back in, and coming out will be Luciano. As mentioned earlier, Wertman checking in. He will come in for Young. Marshall attacking the basket to our left. Can't quite get that one to go. It's tipped around, and Regal comes up with it. He'll give it off to Griffith, and with a minute 10 to go, Mifflinburg with a 22-point lead. Coming to the near side, it's Griffith. Griffith takes the shot. Missed it, but I believe he got fouled by Dietrich on a very late call.
You know, you screen Mason Dietrich. The person that's got to call out the screen, and he's got to hedge out to the shooter. Mason fought through the pick and then ended up fouling. Braves not doing a very good job of reading the screen set by Mifflinburg, and Mifflinburg getting their kids open all the time.
Griffith down the line to shoot two after Dietrich picks up his second, misses the first end. Griffith coming into tonight, a 29% free throw shooter, but had made his opportunities prior to this.
That's Mason's third foul, Kevin.
And that will cause him to take a breather and Emmerman to come in.
You have to want to really get out there and get after people on that play. And the Braves, they're just standing around. And that's why Mason picked up the foul, because he had to fight through his screen to try to get to his guy so he could couldn't take the shot.
Second opportunity was good, so under a minute to go as James has the basketball. It'll be James, Pfeiffer, Ammerman, Zekman, and Marshall now. An interesting combination. Marshall now trying to get inside, has to put the ball on the floor, drive his way in, can't get there. Valentine gets the rebound. Valentine, no-look pass near side to Griffith. Griffith finds Regal trailing, lays it up and in.
That's a perfect, perfect.
That was a textbook.
Three-on-two fast break. That's what you do in practice. You run the fast break that way, but there's nobody there to guard you, so you make it every time. That time the Braves had two people there, and they still made it.
39-14, James with the basketball with under 12 to go in the half. Underneath, Pfeiffer wide open, came up short. Good feed, though, from Marshall. Rebound picked up by Griffith. And with 4 seconds to go, they'll have to bring it up quickly. Yoder, top of the key, Regal, three-quarter. Oh! A half-court shot almost went in.
It did go in.
No, I meant to say it was almost a half-court shot that went in. But the basket does count. Thank you for clarifying that, but that was almost from half court when he fired that one up, and it drained to make it 42-14. Wow. Mifflinburg hitting some big end-of-the-period baskets to take a big halftime lead. This is Shikoni Basketball on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15. Wharf.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center. Market Street, Sunbury.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
It's been all Mifflinburg here in the first half, leading at 42-14 over the Shikellamy Braves tonight. As the Braves struggle to really get any kind of offense going, only had 5 points in that period.
Kevin, and you know, I know you're busy doing the play-by-play, but you know, when you watch the Braves, how many shots did they miss on the inside? And you know, you can be close to the basket, but you still have to take good shots, and that means not throwing up a jump hook when you're close to the basket, not with your shoulders perpendicular to the glass. You got to square up, you got to get your feet underneath you and go up strong, and the Braves haven't been doing that. Now, I realize that some of the players haven't had a lot of court time, but you know, it's still, with this Mifflinburg team, you got to take advantage of every opportunity you have, and the same way with foul shots, you got to make your foul shots too, and those are the things that Shikellamy needs to do until they get their rest of their offense on track. There's nobody that's a real threat for the Braves right now. There's if I were scouting Shikellamy, I would not say, you know, they're going to go to this particular player right now. They're going to pound the ball inside. All right, this guy's going to make a lot of outside shots because they aren't showing it. And again, it's going to be one of those things that Coach Ziegler's got to get across to his players. And anyway, I've done my ranting, all right.
Well, we knew Isaiah Valentine was going to get his points, averaging 28 a game. I did a quick number, 17?
I have 17. I believe he had 12 in the first quarter, and he had a three and a regular field goal in the second quarter. That's 5 and 12 is 17.
And so, a pretty good start, too, for Cannon Griffith.
Cannon is right now I have him at 9. And Jake Young, who I really, you know, I'll tell you what, I just like those guys that like to play inside like Jake does. And Jake has, he has 10, unless he missed that foul shot. And that might be the one. He either has 9 or 10.
As you said, nobody really causing any problems for Mifflinburg on the Braves side. Ammerman with 2, Pfeiffer with 2, Dietrich has 4. James with 1 from the line, Luciano 2 from the line, Marshall with 3. And that's the way the numbers look right now for the Braves. Now, coming up on Saturday, we have a doubleheader for you. Not back-to-back, but a doubleheader for you. The wrestling team will be up at Jersey Shore. Steve Williams will start what I understand is the 50th year of Shikellamy Wrestling on WKOK. That will be getting underway at 10 a.m. as Shikellamy takes on the Danville Ironmen. That is a full day of dual meets for the Braves. We'll have the first one for you with the Danville Ironmen. That'll be coming up Saturday morning at 10 a.m. from Jersey Shore. Steve Williams will have your ticket for that match. And then starting at 1:15, we'll have coverage, or actually right after CBS News at 1, I should say, right around 1:15, we'll have coverage of the Braves game, a basketball game against Selins Grove. It'll also be available on the brand-new WKOK Sports YouTube channel, so you'll be able to catch that at 1:30. We'll have the link for you at WKOK.com, and we'll also put it on Facebook so you can share that out, and you'll get a chance to watch the game as well as hear the call here on WKOK and the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. And that will populate throughout the year with a couple of more broadcasts for basketball and wrestling as the season goes on. You can see the full schedule at WKOK.com. But remember, when you do link to the WKOK Sports YouTube channel, and that link will be available here shortly on WKOK.com, you'll be able to hit subscribe, and then you'll know when things are happening.
Very good job, Kevin. I'm always amazed how you understand and know all of that.
I don't think I do. I just make it sound good. That's the difference.
You're not making the statistics up as you go, are you? Or the programs up? Because people,
oh, no, I make the statistics up as we go. We know that.
People will check you on that.
we know that.
The Braves are not 28 points, or excuse me, Mifflinburg's not 28 points better than the Braves. You know. Well, they are right now, but I'm just...
I know what you mean.
I'm just saying that somebody's got to take over. Somebody has to show some drive. All right?
Well, again, you know, you're starting to see the problems that the Braves have had this year with starting late, not having the scrimmages, not having the practices. I mean, it's going to take them another couple of games, I think, to get into where they would normally. I mean, you're talking mid-January here very soon, and they are in very late November form right now because of the way things have gone. At the half, it is Mifflinburg 42, Shikellamy 14. This is Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Think back to your childhood. Who first made a difference in your life? Who first inspired you? Years from now, when people look back on their lives, their inspiration could be you. With a career in early childhood education, you can help give children the start in life they deserve. And for you, it starts at Lackawanna College. Our associate degree in early childhood education can prepare you for a rewarding career in schools or childcare centers. Visit lackawanna.edu today. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
Second half just about ready to get underway. Mifflinburg leading at 42-14. Isaiah Valentine leading the way for the Mifflinburg Wildcats. with 17, averaging 28 points a game to this very point. And Braves just right now, I mean, you don't want to say that, you know, that this game's done, but they have to find something in their arsenal, some way to click, something that clicks.
How do you come back 28 points down? All right, just like on Friday night, I'm sure Coach Ziegler said, "Let's win the third quarter," and the Braves did win the third quarter up until the last 2 minutes, you know, and then all of a sudden, the oars fell off of the boat.
Although I believe the Braves were down 26. Couple of years ago, up in Towanda,
against
Horseheads, New York.
Yeah, and they came back and won it.
And they came back and won that one. And they were down that in the third quarter, actually.
Yes, they were.
Now, the big difference in that, the one difference in that game is in Horseheads, New York. This was about, 3 years ago now?
Yes.
In New York, they have a shot clock.
Right.
Now, of course, when you come down to Pennsylvania, they don't have the shot clock, so they're used to playing with a shot clock, and instead of eating time, they were thinking, oh, I got only got 45 seconds, I got to get a shot off. And it actually hurt them because they couldn't just milk the clock away, and the Braves got hot.
Mifflinburg gets the ball to start the third quarter, Kevin.
Well, they've gotten the ball to start every period at this point, and it'll go again with Valentine, Yoder, Griffith, Young, and Wertman. The Braves will have Luciano, Pfeiffer, Marshall, Dietrich, and Long. And driving in with a one-hander is Griffith. That one no good. And a whistle for a two-shot foul. We'll send him to the line.
It was kind of like one of those running laps. That's on number four.
That's going to be the third on Dietrich.
Yeah. Mason picks up his third.
Griffith, who was a 29% free throw shooter coming in, was 3 of 4 in the first half. And he will set up and fire the first one. No good.
Well, he's 3 for 5 tonight so far, Kevin.
He'll have one more opportunity from the line in this two-shot foul. And that one is up and barely moved the net. 43-14, Mifflinburg leading it. And the Braves are their first possession now attacking the basket to the right. Here comes Pfeiffer driving in. One-hander from the right side. Comes up short, out of bounds. Marshall bounces it actually off of his thigh, I believe.
Well, Jake Young had pretty good position on him. And I think what happened was he knocked the ball off of his body. Like you said.
Valentine, three-pointer on the jump stop, and missed that one a little bit left. They'll let it roll out of bounds. It'll be Shikalimi
ball, yes.
Well, I was surprised when Wertman didn't tear after that one. I thought maybe he thought it was off of the Braves.
I think he tried, but his sneakers slipped.
Got to work on the
slipped,
new treads.
Yeah. Speaking of new treads, the Truckosaurus got new tires the other day. Kevin.
Oh, you'll be good for the next snowstorm. Marshall underneath misses the shot. Valentine with a rebound. He will outlet and find Yoder. Yoder with a fadeaway from 10.
No, that's
good.
Valentine.
I'm sorry, Valentine. No, I was right. Yoder. It was Yoder. Okay.
I apologize. It was number zero.
Well, Valentine got the assist on that one. Shot on the way, and Luciano is no good. And hard to the floor is Young.
They're going to call foul.
Yeah.
I thought he had the ball.
Well, if that's on Dietrich, that's four. And it is on Dietrich, and it is four. So now Ammerman will have to come in.
That's why I always liked officials. As soon as the ball got tied up, blew the whistle right away. Because there was no chance for anything to happen other than having to change of possession.
Griffith with the basketball, works his way to the near wing, top of the key, Valentine. Far wing now, Yoder, or make that Young. Valentine now with it, he'll work his way in. He went through three Braves, came up a little bit short, missed the shot. Marshall comes up with it, and he is fouled.
That foul's going to be on Gabe Yoder, I believe. That's his third.
Well, Valentine actually dribbled through three Braves. And we are, by the way, in a running clock right now. At 45-14, that puts us in a running clock. We were not, switched over before the Braves scored that last basket. On the near wing, a far wing rather, that's Piper at the foul line. He'll work his way in, off the window and in.
John's second basket of the evening, 4 points.
A 29-point Mifflinburg lead. And going to the foul line now, Valentine has it, and he'll drive in, turn around with the right side, right hand, can't get it right in. Backside rebound by Marshall. Pfeiffer, near corner, three, overshot the basket. Valentine, backside rebound. Valentine now pushing it up. Valentine on the far wing in the hands of Yoder. Yoder now feeds it off to Young with a fadeaway from just almost three-point land. He'll pick up his
11.
Young will 11. Pick up his 11.
Yeah.
47-16, Mifflinburg leading it. Pfeiffer now on the far wing. He'll find Marshall. Marshall puts it on the floor, gives it to Luciano. Top of the key, Long. Long spins to the inside. Foul line. Bounces it off the back of the rim. Can't get it to go, and it drops into the hands of Valentine.
Jake Young did a nice job of boxing two guys out there and allowed Valentine to get that rebound.
Griffith from the far side on the no-look pass from Valentine. Three-pointer no good. Pfeiffer has it, loses control of the ball, but that was because Young fouled him.
Be Jake, I believe, his third foul. Nice rebound that time by John Pfeiffer.
Continuing to run after that third foul with 3:50 remaining in the third and a 47-16 Mifflinburg lead.
If you're somebody like Valentine who's trying to keep in the 20s as your average, the running clock doesn't help you very much.
No, it doesn't. Marshall underneath works his way hard to try and get to the basket. Workman didn't give up ground, missed the shot. Workman got the basketball.
You can't go away from the guy. You got to go into him.
And now on the far wing, it's Valentine. He'll send it into Young, and Young will step on the baseline,
no,
I believe.
No, there was a kick.
I didn't see the kick.
He went to pass the ball, and Davis Marshall's leg hit it.
So okay. I didn't see the kick signal.
It was on point. It was almost, I mean, we're pretty far away, but if you blinked, you wouldn't have seen it.
I blinked quite a bit, so. Young with a basketball. Tried to get it underneath, but lost the handle on it. Luciano comes up with it. He'll bring it back to the right side. That's where the Bears basket is. He'll be on the far wing with 2:50 to go, trailing it 47-16. And now he'll go between the circles and set up the offense. James with the basketball, and he will travel.
Whew. Yeah, when you catch the ball, you got to stop, all right? You establish or put the ball on the floor. And he took a step or two after he caught the ball.
Clock continuing to wind with under 2:30 to go here in the third. In the far corner now, near side, Wertman. Wertman working on James. Valentine, top of the key, puts it on the floor, working on Luciano. Back over to Wertman. And out of the top of the key, Yoder chases it down after it was tipped out by Ammerman and ends up going over the half-court line. Good defense by Ammerman. And he tipped another pass there, and that one got through to Griffith. Left side three, Yoder on the wing, no good. Marshall underneath for the rebound. He'll give it off to Luciano with a minute 50 to go in the third period. Luciano tries to get an offensive set going. He'll find James far wing. He'll go to the foul line, and coming with him is Griffith. He'll outlet now to Ammerman, back out between the circles. Ammerman, stop, pop, can't get the three-point to drop, but
Valentine,
guess who comes up with it?
Valentine with the rebound.
Valentine, the leading rebounder today. No-look pass underneath, finds Young, and it might have been Luciano that got a hand on the ball, but a little bit of the wrist as well.
Yeah, it is on. Nate's going to pick up the foul.
Team foul number three, as Long will come into the game now for Marshall. And we are not shooting yet, so it is
the foul is on Davis Marshall, Kevin.
Oh,
yeah,
that is the
first
foul.
Yeah,
he'll come out. Valentine sends it underneath. I did not see that one. Nice shot from just inside the arc by Young. makes it 49-16 with 45 seconds to go in the third period. Luciano will bring it up with 40 seconds. He'll find Long between the circles. Now to Ammerman near wing, far wing Luciano. Luciano starts in, goes off the window, can't get it to drop. Long has his shot blocked. Loose ball picked up by Ammerman. Ammerman goes into low box, comes up short. Rebound by Griffith, and Mifflinburg has it with 26 to go in the third. They'll find Valentine, spins with a 360 and drops it in. 51-16 as Valentine tries to get to that 28 a game average. James with the basketball for the Braves. He'll drive the lane, put one up too high, tried to draw the foul, no call. Zert Wertmann with it, and after the rebound, he couldn't do anything with it in time. At the end of three, it's 51-16 Mifflinburg. This is Braves basketball on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Blaze Alexander Ford's Tax Eliminator is extended till January 16th. $2 million of inventory must go. We'd rather give it to you than the IRS. Get 2020 Ford Escapes for under $22,000. Get up to $9,000 off Ford Edges. Looking for an F-150 truck? We've got the all-new 2021 in stock. Plus, we have discounts up to $12,400 on F-150s. 0% financing available on select models. Just sign and drive with no money down. Over 300 new and used vehicles to choose only at Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg. The lowest price guaranteed.
Running clock here as we start the fourth period as Mifflinburg leads it by a score of 51-16. Braves Wrestling will make its 2021 debut on Saturday morning from Jersey Shore. Braves in a dual meet team event with, Williamsport, Jersey Shore, Danville, Mifflinburg, and somebody else that I'm missing.
I think that's what a lot of the schools are doing now, just having one big meet on a Saturday.
I'm not sure that's a great idea either.
Well, yeah, I know.
Everything's got a little bit of risk this year, I guess. 51-16. Well, by the way, we'll have the Danville match, the opening match with Steve Williams, getting underway at 10 a.m. on Saturday before the Braves basketball game with Sealands Grove at 1:06. That'll be at the Fieldhouse on Saturday. Luciano between the circles with the basketball as the Braves finally start a period with the basketball. And here comes James, gets it on the baseline, can't keep a handle on it. Zekman now with it, head fake, puts it up, and puts it in.
Nice job by Colin. A little hesitation after he got the pass and, got Young up in the air, and he turned around and made the shot.
I was wondering, as Valentine fires a three from the near wing and drains it, I wondered how long it would be before Mifflinburg starts to make some changes, and they are not far away from that right now. 19 points for Valentine.
I have him at 22.
I'm going to go with 22 with you. Zekman now drives in off the window. One-hander, no good. Rebound by Wertmann. Braves don't have many JV players they can play, as there's a three-pointer from Young. Actually, is that a two-pointer?
Yeah, that was a two.
And now a timeout by Coach Ralph, and he will bring in his JV players. But the Braves don't have a whole lot of depth right now to bring in JV players. But quite honestly, they really need to give the varsity players some more playing time tonight this year.
Yeah, that's for sure, Kevin. They need as much court time as possible.
Normally you would see, Bill Ziegler do the same thing, but again, they need to get in sync, which is something they have not been able to do here in the first two games of the year.
I think Coach Leitzel only had one bench player tonight.
I believe you're right.
Between illness and grade restrictions. He was down to six players for the game.
So it'll be Ammerman, Zekman, James, Luciano. And we're missing one. Oh, there's Long. I was going to say, somebody hasn't come out yet, but he was still on the sticky tape. Is that what they call that? What do they call the pad? Sticky pad?
Yeah. You can call whatever you want to.
It's sticky, and it's a pad on the floor, so sticky tape as opposed to tape that's not sticky. What use would that be? See, these are the things that run through my mind when I have too much time. Three-pointer on the way by Ammerman. No good. Zekman gets the rebound. Goes to Ammerman on the near wing. He'll drive all the way in, lose a handle on the ball, and it'll be picked up now by Baumgartner. Baumgartner will give it off to Lane Yoder. And he will go between the circles, and he will find Regal. Now they'll pass it around again. Regal top of the key, driving in. And back out to Jarrett Foster, the junior. Mifflinburg now bringing in more of their younger team. And that shot no good. And here comes James. James back with a one-on-one. James works his way in, bounces off the player, comes up short. Rebound picked up by Gabe Yoder.
Wait, nice crossover to get to the right side, and then he just missed the layup, Kevin. It's good. Good. Everything worked out great until the end. When
until the
shot
very
was taken.
End.
Yeah.
Feed goes down inside to Baumgartner. He'll kick it back out. 5:25 to go here in the game. 56-18. Mifflinburg leading Shikellamy. And Yoder with a basketball.
It's almost like the ghost of Christmas Past are up here on the court, you know, with the Braves. They just can't put the ball in the basket.
Foster now bounces it inside. Long had a hand on that one, tipped it back out. Foster comes up with it. He'll send it back inside again for Baumgartner. And Baumgartner, did he get the charge?
Yeah, Baumgartner got the charge.
So a good charge taken by Long that time.
Boy, the only Baumgartner I know of is the kid guy that pitched for San Francisco.
I was trying to think of who that was when I was looking at the roster the other night, and I was trying to think of where I heard that name before. Thank you.
There aren't too many Baumgartners in central Pennsylvania.
Well, there's Marshall back into the game now for Long. Ammerman also out, and Pfeiffer will come in. So it's Jay, and Dietrich is back in. So it's Dietrich, Luciano, Pfeiffer, Davis, Marshall, and James, and Marshall draws the foul.
I think Ethan Baumgartner picks up his second foul.
He does indeed. Team foul number three. Luciano lobs it into Marshall. Oh, Luciano wanted that. He was open in the corner for three. Marshall went off the window too hard for two. Rebound picked up by Baumgartner. Under four to go. 56-18. Mifflinburg leading it here in the final stanza. There's a tip stolen by Dietrich. Dietrich will lay it up and in.
That's just Mason Dietrich all by himself, Kevin. Fought through the screen, picked off the ball, went down the court, crossover, made the right-hand layup. Six for him tonight.
56-20. Mifflinburg leading it. Feed goes inside. Baumgartner fights his way in, gets the bucket, and goes to the line.
Well, I'm glad Ethan got that because he had two fouls in the last 30 seconds. Now he got fouled, but he also made the shot. So that foul was on number 23, Nate Luciano.
And that'll be Luciano's third, team's fourth. And that will send Baumgartner to the line. The sophomore bends the knees and waved the shot off as a lane violation on Mifflinburg, but he didn't make it. Unfortunately, it will not count in the book. 58-20 with 3:23 to go. Clock will resume now after the free throw has commenced, or finished. We'll swing it around to the near wing. That's where Luciano is. That is an over-the-back call. Pfeiffer had it, and I believe that one's going to go up against Jarrett Foster, the junior.
A nice cut by Mason right down kind of diagonally from high post to low post, and he got fouled as he was catching the ball.
And Luciano with the basketball. Lobs it in the backcourt for Marshall. He didn't quite get it in the backcourt. It was close. Luciano with a three from the top of the key. That one no good. Rebound by Troutman. First touch of the game for Troutman. Regal now bringing it up with 2:38 remaining. Regal looking around. And that one stolen by Marshall in the pass, but he can't hang on to it. Luciano tries to tie up. And it rolls out of bounds. We'll pause for station identification. This is Shikellamy Basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Wholesale changes coming in for the Wildcats now. And the Braves will now bring in their second team. 58-20 with 2 minutes and 5 seconds as the clock continues to roll. And we'll try and get you some of these changes. Trey Wallace coming in for the Braves. Long will be in for the Braves, as well as Scott Miller. And let's see, Ammerman in. And the last one that I'm missing
32.
Is Mika Zellers.
Yeah.
Mifflinburg will have Troutman in the game as Long goes top of the key, missed the shot, and trying to make the save is Wallace, but he touches the baseline. Mifflinburg has Charles Reeder, the freshman, in, as well as Benjamin Horning, the junior. And Dan Walter is the other change for Mifflinburg that has not been in the game. And driving in now with a scoop shot is the junior, Jared Foster. Foster gets in the varsity book and makes it a 40-point Mifflinburg lead, 60-20 with a minute 5 to go. Bounce pass underneath for Wallace. Wallace will come up with it and work his way in for two.
Nice post up by Trey.
Foster.
And it was a real solid shot, too, Kevin. I mean, the Braves haven't made many from
no,
the side like
that.
No,
I was
that.
Thinking that when you were saying there haven't been many of those underneath shots that went. Horning with the basketball, and the team wanted him to take that three. He did not take it. Top of the key, Foster.
He made one at the end of the JV game, Kevin, and the place went crazy.
Foster with the basketball now over the left side with 28 seconds to go. Troutman now top of the key. Mifflinburg just ready to run things out, and Shikellamy not really contesting a whole lot right now. And it looks like this game will come to a conclusion with a 60-22 Mifflinburg victory to stay perfect at 4-0 on the year. And a five-second call, closely guarded, will turn the ball over to Shikellamy, but it will not matter as the clock will continue to run and run out. At the end of the four periods, it's Mifflinburg 60, Shikellamy 22. We'll wrap it up when we return on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC. A tradition of trust since 1915.
Makes me think of summertime and a Yacht Rock weekend on one of our sister stations, 100.9 The Valley. 60-22. It has been a cold reception here in Mifflinburg for the Braves tonight as this game went in the running clock. Midway through the third period, the Braves had no one in double figures tonight at all.
No, the leading scorer was Mason Dietrich with six, and he was kind of strapped with four fouls tonight, mostly in the second half. The second leading scorer was John Pfeiffer with four, and then Davis Marshall with three. Braves had no three-point shots made tonight, Kevin. They just haven't found anybody that's going to score. You know, you go on the Mifflinburg side. Now, I have Isaiah Valentine at 22, Kevin. They didn't say, I thought they said he had 19, but I have him at 22. And Jacob Young was second leading scorer with 15, and Cannon Griffiths had 10. So there you've got three players in double figures. And, you know, probably the reason that Isaiah's below his average is because the game was cut short because of the running clock.
Very, very good point, Chief. That's exactly why I think what I think ended up happening there. But the Braves fall now 60-22. They have a couple of more practices to get things going again, and they will next be in action Saturday afternoon at the Fieldhouse against the Selins Grove Seals, who are also struggling to start the season as well. So both of these teams have this game on Saturday circled. Airtime set for 106. It'll be available on the brand-new WKOK Sports YouTube channel with live video and our audio as well. That'll be beginning at 1:30 or so. Again, we'll have that link for you on WKOK.com and Facebook later on this week, so you can catch that. Braves wrestling coming up on Saturday morning. They will be on the road for the Jersey Shore dual matchups. We'll have the Danville matchup with Shikellamy getting underway at 10 o'clock with Steve Williams. That will be the Saturday broadcast schedule. You can see our full list online at WKOK.com. Chief, wrapping things up here from Mifflinburg tonight.
Offensively, the Braves. But you got to give Mifflinburg a lot of credit. They played tight man-to-man. They crashed the boards. They gave the Braves one shot many times. And at the other end, Mifflinburg had three scores that did not a bad job. They 22 and 25, 47 points between three guys, Kevin. So. And I know right now Coach Ziegler and his staff are probably very frustrated, okay, with not having a better effort. But, again, we have to go back to the fact that they've been playing catch-up ever since football season ended and basketball season started.
And I know, Coach Bill, we've talked about it a couple of times both on and off the air, and Bill said, this is not something that, we want to be using as an excuse, but – it's a reason.
It is a reason.
It's realism.
You have to understand, Mifflinburg, this was their fourth game.
Yeah.
And I don't think they missed many practices before the season started because they didn't have any COVID problems. So, again, we'll see what happens. We'll see if they rebound against the Selins Grove Seals, their rival.
Well, again, that game's got to be circled on both these teams' roster, or both these teams' schedules right now as a big one for the pair. Once again, our final score, Mifflinburg 60, Shikellamy 22. Braves next in action Saturday, 106 airtime, 1:30 on the new WKOK Sports YouTube channel. You can catch Selins Grove at Shikellamy. For the Chief Dave Ritchie, I'm Kevin Hur. Thanks for joining us for Shikellamy Braves basketball on WKOK and WKOK.com. It's a WKOK Sports presentation.